I hate you. That is what the comment said on my Facebook post. And I think, regardless of if you have ADHD or not, that's gonna sting a little bit. But because I do have ADHD, that comment sent me into quite an RSD spiral. RSD, or rejection sensitive dysphoria, is when you experience severe emotional pain because of a perceived failure or that you're feeling rejected. Some of us with ADHD just feel our feelings way deeper than our neurotypical counterparts. And if you're not familiar with the symptoms of RSD, you are in luck. On today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur, we are going to discuss the signs and symptoms of RSD and some coping strategies that you can use when RSD starts to rear its ugly head. Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. As a business owner, you may encounter all different types of rejection. People doubting your idea or doubting what you're capable of. People insulting your expertise or people rejecting your offers or telling you that you're not worth what you're charging. And it hurts deeply to the point where it can be uncomfortable and it can feel like it's impossible to get past thinking about this incident. It can create anxiety or emotional outbursts or shame or defensiveness. It can make you want to throw in the towel. And as with so many ADHD strategies, when you can make yourself aware and recognize the symptoms of RSD when it starts to flare up, that's your first step towards creating coping strategies. What do you do when you feel the gut punch or the heart flutter or the sudden rush of tears to your eyes or the rage? Because here's the deal. If you are going to run a successful business, you are going to encounter some negative Nellies or some rejection along the way. Failure and rejection is just part of the business owning process. That is why I want to give you some signs so that you can recognize if you are experiencing or you have experienced RSD, as well as some coping strategies so that you can implement them the next time you feel yourself start to spiral. So let's start by trying to understand why it might be that us ADHDers experience heightened or sometimes paralyzing emotions. While RSD is not officially a diagnosing criteria for ADHD or a medical condition in and of itself, it is linked to emotional dysregulation, which is an ADHD symptom. Emotional dysregulation means that you struggle to regulate your response to something that spikes your emotion. Think embarrassment or failure or criticism or getting a social media comment that says, "I hate you." It's totally normal to have an emotional reaction to these types of situations. The difference is, because emotional regulation is an executive function, and us ADHDers struggle with executive function, we tend to feel this pain or embarrassment much deeper than a neurotypical person would. It can be much harder for us to regulate and respond to a situation that spikes our emotions. This pain is felt so deeply that it can also impact our motivation to try something new for fear that we will fail and feel these emotions all over again. There are times when you might feel anxiety or negativity before the failure or rejection or criticism has even happened. You might find yourself sucked into perfectionism because if it's perfect, nobody can criticize you. Or because you want to please other people so much so that they don't have something negative to say back to you. There may be times when you interpret somebody's vague reaction or less than enthusiastic reaction as a criticism or as negativity. Or you could feel that unless a response is way over the top positive, that it is some form of negativity or criticism. And I realize that anyone can have these sorts of reactions to failure or to criticism, depending on what's going on in their life, or if they ate breakfast that morning, or if they got a good night's sleep, or if their hormones are fluctuating. The difference is, for us ADHDers with RSD, is this happens to us regularly, sometimes daily, and it happens over and over again. We also tend to hold on to these negative feelings and ruminate on them over and over again. We can't be like Elsa and just let it go. All of these feelings that we are feeling are very true and very real. It's just that because of our emotional dysregulation, the volume gets turned up on those emotions very, very loud. Like, think it's 11 out of 10. And they tend to stick around for a lot longer than they would for a neurotypical person. If you caught last week's episode about time blindness, you may remember the story I told about a coach that had called out my work ethic and my dedication during a group planning session when I was struggling to complete a worksheet that she had given us. That event happened almost 4 years ago, and I am not proud to say that I think back and feel those feelings that I felt that day more often than I like to admit. So what can we do when we start to feel RSD? Let me start by saying that if you are feeling the extreme emotional or physical pain that this is causing you, it's really important not to just push it down and pretend like it's not there. Ignoring it is not going to help these feelings go away. But a key to learning to cope or deal with these big emotions better is to recognize the trigger and your response rather than ignoring it, which could lead to an emotional spiral and cause even more damage. And it's important to remember, it's not just the negative emotions that we feel so deeply. We also feel love and joy and fun and kindness in a really big way. So it is a bit of a yin and a yang. So let me share some of the coping strategies that I have tried over the years to help me when I start to feel a negativity spiral from RSD. First, if possible, create some space or distance from whatever it is that's causing the reaction. If you are in the room with the person, this might be you removing yourself from the room or the place where you both are. If it is something that is online or a text message that you received or a voicemail, don't respond to that person right away. There are even times when I have actually written down my response when I am still feeling all of the feels, but I haven't actually responded to the person at that point. And then I go back and reread it, and I'm really glad I didn't. Second, in these emotional situations, we need to practice using our thinking brain versus our emotional brain. When RSD strikes, it can cause us to get defensive, and our defensiveness can cause us to want the person who has hurt us to feel the same sort of pain that we are currently feeling. It's like we're protecting ourselves by tearing others down. We want them to feel as bad as we do. But if we can create space, like we talked about in the first tip, we can potentially slow down and analyze our response before we actually give it. So for instance, with the social media commenter who does not like me very much, I recognized that there was something in my post that triggered her in the same way that I was feeling triggered by her comment. So after I created some space and distance, I was able to calmly respond to her and say that I was sorry that she felt that way and wish her luck on her journey. Next, if you do find yourself ruminating, it's important for you to redirect your brain. Now, I did say that it's important not to push it down and ignore the feelings that you're having. But on the flip side, it's also not great to continuously think about the situation and replay it over and over in your brain. Once you can create an awareness that you are ruminating on the negativity, you can redirect your brain into a more positive activity. You can watch something that you enjoy on television or listen to some music that you like. Even better, you can do something with your family or with your friends that will engage in a positive behavior rather than sitting alone with your thoughts and replaying over and over what is causing the negativity. Next, it's very important to remember your past successes. Chances are you haven't gotten to the point where you are watching this video without succeeding in something in life. So when you are struggling due to failure or rejection, think back on how you have succeeded in the past. For me, I think about how devastated I felt when my first husband asked me for a divorce. And yet, I wouldn't be in the place that I am now, happily married with a family, if I hadn't dug deep, with the help of a therapist, to overcome those feelings of failure and rejection that I had. And speaking of therapy, there are obviously a lot of emotions that you need to process if you are experiencing RSD. Working with a therapist can help you create specific coping strategies for your experiences. Just because you are the way you are currently doesn't mean that you have to stay the way you are. Along with coping strategies, a therapist may help you to create a mindfulness practice or some daily affirmations that can all help you with awareness and emotion processing when it comes to RSD. And finally, give yourself grace. We are all works in progress, and whether you were diagnosed with ADHD as a child or as an adult, or you haven't been diagnosed yet, you are always evolving and changing and growing. Even with all the work that I have done to be more mindful and mind my rage gauge, I still have moments that I'm not exactly proud of. But I'm trying, and that is way more than I can say for myself 10 years ago. Do you have a strategy that you use when you start to feel those emotions bubble up? Comment below and let me know about your coping strategies when it comes to RSD, or you can leave me a voicemail at the link in the show description. Or you can let me know if there is an ADHD mom or ADHD entrepreneur topic that you would like me to address in an upcoming episode. Chances are, if you have the question, somebody else out there has the same question. And make sure you hit the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes, like next week, where I will discuss how checklists can help you improve your productivity, feel more organized, and make fewer mistakes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur Podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,